Schoolhouse Chicos, New Jersey lesson plan endorses puberty blockers to fifth graders to manage teen years. By Alana Mastrangelo on April 12, 2022. New Jersey public school students as young as 10 years old could be taught that puberty blockers are an acceptable way to manage adolescence, and that masturbating a few times a day is a healthy way to relieve stress, according to sample lesson plans being reviewed by the state's school districts. New Jersey public school students as young as second grade will be getting lessons related to gender identity under state sex education guidelines that will take effect in September, according to a report by Fox News. The sample lesson plans were reportedly given to parents at a February 22 meeting for the Westfield Board of Education in Westfield, New Jersey. According to documents obtained by the outlet, New Jersey school districts are reviewing new sex education lesson plans that push animated videos, known as AMAs, for fifth graders on graphic sex-related content. If you feel you want more time to explore how you feel about your gender before your body starts to change, it's important to talk with a parent, counselor, therapist, or doctor about the feelings you have regarding your gender, one AMA's video states. After some discussion and counseling, you may be referred to an endocrinologist. Endocrinologists specialize in hormones, and they are the most likely to prescribe puberty blockers for someone who wants them, the video continues. Puberty blockers are medications that will stop your body from changing. Watch below. Whether you identify as male, female, genderqueer or something else, you're perfectly normal, and there are lots of ways to manage puberty so that it can be a fun, exciting time, rather than a scary or stressful one, the video adds. Another video, titled, Masturbation, Totally Normal, teaches children that masturbation, even a few times a day, does not present a problem, and is a physically safe way to express sexual feelings. The animated video also shows a boy dropping his pants and masturbating under a blanket until he finishes and grabs a tissue. Watch below. A third video targeting girls promotes masturbation as a way to relieve stress, and shows a young girl examining herself with a handheld mirror. Another video called, Sexual Orientation Explained, tells kids that while many people know their sexual orientation at a very young age, it is also common at this age to feel confused about your thoughts and feelings about who you find attractive. In fact, you may find yourself thinking about people of the same sex and of the opposite sex, and be unsure, the video adds. Watch below. A spokesperson for Westfield Public Schools told Fox News that the teaching materials are a sample list of resources aligned with New Jersey's policy, and are not official policy. During a presentation at the February 22 Board of Education meeting, we provided an update on the district's work to revise the Comprehensive Health and Physical Education Curriculum, Superintendent Dr. Raymond Gonzalez said. The presentation included a sample list of resources aligned to the New Jersey Student Learning Standards to be considered as school districts work on revisions to the health and PE curriculum, Gonzalez continued. We made it clear at the meeting and subsequent meetings that these are resources only. They are not state mandated, and that the district is in the process of developing its revised curriculum to meet state standards, the superintendent added. While New Jersey broadens its sex education guidelines and school districts review new material involving gender identity that will expand its sex education curriculum in a woke, transgender and gender ideology obsessed era, other states are making moves to pass anti-grooming laws. Last month, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, R., signed into law the Parental Rights in Education Bill, which prohibits teachers from discussing sexuality and transgender ideology to children in kindergarten through third grade. You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Facebook and Twitter at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.